You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, I am Jordan, and we are with Ant at the Ideas to iTunes talk. You're a former demon. How good would it have been to have had podcasts back when you were a demon?
Oh, God, I mean, it's not just podcasts itself, it's the change in technology. The fact that we're just doing this interview now with a little Zoom handheld recorder and a microphone is just a game changer. The fact as well, you can do it with your phone. And no shame in saying this is the 20th anniversary of my first SRA conference. So in 1997, when I was that, and that was up in Edinburgh at the time, we were broadcasting from a port cabin. We had one studio, one desk, and we were broadcasting on an FM RSL. So we were only on air for 28 days. If during that time you needed to produce an advert, we got a sponsor. We had to take the station off air to make the advert. There was no recording studios. That was the only outlet that we had to broadcast. And so we had so many people keen to be part of Demon and be involved, but we only had 28 days at a time. Always during term time as well, and you had to, it was like a real jigsaw puzzle trying to fit people in, as it still is now today, around our lectures and fit things in. But there was no playout system, everything had to be done live. At one stage as well, we had both decks and one of the CD players stolen. So like during the, somebody had some dodgy mates come along and take some of the equipment just before we started, so we actually didn't have enough equipment in there to play everything out. To have podcasting now, and also the technology that people have got in their hands, is such a game changer, because something that came up at Demo Factor last night was this concept of air miles, getting on air, doing stuff, and also about being authentic and being a person, being real. And for some people, they get it straight away, and they're just there. They have the swagger, the suave, the natural X factor. Other people, it takes a little more time to come out. And I think I was probably a little more like that. And so the more airtime that you get, the more you breathe, the more you come out as a person. And obviously, if you're only allowed like twice a year, 28 days of broadcasting, and trying to fit in that with everybody else, there's not a lot of opportunity for you. But with a podcast, you can do a 5-10 minute show once a week, once a day. You can just explore whatever you want. And you know what the thing is? If you do that and it doesn't work, it doesn't matter. Because the overheads are nothing. And also the exposure's like so low anyway. So whereas if you got a job on Capital East Midlands and they put you in and they go, right, we're going to give you 3 shows, try you out. If you tank those 3 shows, that's it. You know, you're not going to get back in there. But if you tank your first 3 podcasts, who cares? Who cares? And it's this wonderful freedom that, you know, student radio always had, and I think student radio still has it, but because as it's moved and developed, and I can see it's trying to help people move forward and become careers, it's sending us down one path to jobs and careers, and it's not the only path. It's not the only path. We don't have to conform. We don't have to necessarily impress the people that are on the judges panel at Demo Factor. You don't necessarily have to convince the head of talent at Global. You just have to go out and do your own thing. And you see that all the time. Look at it's happened in music so much. Stormzy completely came out. He broke all the rules, or Grimesy, as I call him. So it's an opportunity for you to write your own script, write your own feature, do your own thing. And we constantly, we challenge ourselves to find a new show every week, which there's millions of them out there. And we listen to it, and we critique it and we review it, and every single time we find something in the show that we've never thought of doing, which is amazing. And then we also notice something that we are doing and we realise how bad that is. And so it's a constant learning thing. It's just this wonderful, almost like the Wild West, but almost like a melting pot of ideas coming together, and it's just such freedom. And I implore anybody, and I think we've proven today in the session how easy it is to get a podcast up and do it. Just go and do it. And the great thing for you as well, like I say, if you're a presenter, it allows you to become more you, develop you more, and you're not just reduced to a 3-minute demo and somebody who's sick in their mouth.
Just to to briefly expand on that, like Ofcom, it's there to safeguard live radio, but how good is it not to have that restriction and to have that freedom?
Well, the thing is, Ofcom is a funny one, and obviously when I was starting out, it was the Radio Authority, and they've changed and they moved together. And Ofcom enforces certain things that you don't have to worry about with podcasting, because it's opt-in. And you can set the thing. So The whole reason for Ofcom is to kind of protect people stumbling across something that they don't know what it is and being upset, offended, that sort of thing. So a lot of commonly held beliefs of like the watershed time and also the list of swear words you can't see, they don't actually exist. It's all taken within context. Yet within podcasting, you can set that up beforehand because you can't accidentally find a podcast. You have to go there, listen to it, and before you can download it, there's a bit of text that tells you what it's about, and you can even put a little button on it that says explicit.
And just lastly, you said it's your 20th anniversary. How priceless is the SRA like conference to students?
I think for me, every time I went to one of these conferences, it invigorated me. I think you work so hard, everyone's so passionate. That's the one thing that you see when you meet people. They're so keen about doing that, whether they want to be at Radio One or they want to be on a big YouTube following or whatever. They've got these ambitions where they want to go, or do they just want to be here making the most of what they're doing and enjoying it? But having said that, after a while, after 3-4 months with the same people, it gets a bit insular, and you kind of lose a little bit of momentum sometimes. And then when you come to one of these events, you bump into people that are like-minded. They're doing the same things, but they're doing them differently. And you suddenly realise that these people are doing what you want to be doing, but don't have the resources that you do. And you go, what are we doing? Why aren't we doing this? Or you just meet somebody that you click with, and you kind of go, oh, and maybe that develops into something where you share material and resources in the future. And like, oh, you're doing a politics show, I do a politics show. Let's share our diaries in terms of interviews. If I get a good interview, you can have this guy. And then you both build and grow together. And sometimes you just make really good friends. And just coming through student radio, I've got friends now that one's a Labour MP, one's running as a Tory MP, of course there's Chris North, there's people that run massive radio stations there's not been really any nepotism. I don't think they like me, but it's just you come up and you grow and you see that people have grown and gone out and you've all come from the same background, and it's just like, wow. It's a little bit like when they talk about the Brat Pack, these actors that all come up together. So the likes of going back in the day, Kiefer Sutherland and Julia Roberts and Kevin Bacon all came up at the same, were doing the same films, and they all grew up together. And actually what happens is, as you go through, you'll bump into these people time and time again. And so when you're at these events, it's not, I don't think many people come and network per se. They come, they have a good time, they make friends, but that is so important to you, because what happens 3 years from now, you'll be going for a job, and the guy that's interviewing you or looking at your CV or the woman that they want to pair you up with to do the show, you had a lovely chat with at a conference 5 years ago, and she goes, oh, I remember you, Jordan, yeah, that's great. And you've already got that, the ice is already broken, and they have, because they went through student radio and you went student radio, they know that you've got the same passion, the same drive, the same commitment to be there. And it's just, there's a lot of potential here that can put you in any path that you want to do, any direction you want to go. And if nothing else, you can just have a really good time.